One of Massachusetts' strategies for being ready to treat coronavirus patients has been the opening of 5 temporary field hospitals that could accommodate hospital overflows. Now, with hospitalization rates declining, one field hospital has already closed and others are preparing to shut down. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
Boston Hope is the largest field hospital, with 500 patient care beds in the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. Even during the pandemic's peak, 80% of those beds were empty. No beds were ever used at the now-closed field hospital on Cape Cod. And at the peak, just under half the 206 beds at the field hospital in Worcester's DCU Center were in use. Dr. Eric Dixon is the CEO of UMass Memorial Healthcare, which manages the DCU hospital.
We were fortunate enough that all of the social distancing and masking that we're doing blunted the curve, that we didn't need all that space.
Still, Dixon says the DCU field hospital was a good idea.
If we didn't have the DCU, when they were at their peak, we would have been overwhelmed at the hospitals.
Operators will close the DCU facility in the coming days. The Boston Hope Hospital still has several dozen patients. Co-director Giles Boland says he's not sure when Boston Hope might close, but that it won't be taken down.
So it may make sense to leave the facility as is, with the bed and much of the equipment, in case there is this second wave.
So once it does close, Boland expects Boston Hope to be ready to restart at a moment's notice if a new wave of COVID-19 infections hits. That's also the plan for the field hospital in Worcester. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.